Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Roberta's was founded in Bushwick in 2008 and has become one of the most iconic restaurants in the country. HRN made its home inside of Roberta's in 2009, and together they have become part of the DIY fabric of the neighborhood. Roberta's, the pizza restaurant, is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serves much more than just the famous wood-fired pizzas. Their team dreams up new salads, pastas, and sandwiches on the regular. Roberta's Tiki Bar is alive and well in the back garden, serving up frozen drinks in the summer and hot toddies in the winter. Stop by the bakery and takeout spot next door for fresh breads, sticky buns, and pizzas to go. And of course, there's the 2-Michelin-starred Blanca tucked away in the garden for truly daring diners. But Roberta's also extends beyond Bushwick, with multiple locations in New York City and now in Los Angeles. You can also find their frozen pies in grocery stores around the country. The spirit of Roberta's, like Heritage Radio Network, is everywhere. Here's to many more years of pizza-powered radio. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Fields, the podcast. I'm Wyeth Marshall.
And I'm Melissa Metrick.
On Fields, we're bringing you the stories of people who are working in the world of urban agriculture. For money, for fun, for art, for justice, to feed the hungry, to green the city, or to uncover its history.
In each episode of Fields, we'll delve into one kind of food that's grown in cities, one technology used to grow, or one project that teaches us something about our relationship to farming in urban environments.
Moreover, we'll investigate all the whys behind getting up in the morning and working as a farmer in the city today.
You don't need to be a farmer to enjoy this podcast, or even a foodie.
We're going to tell fascinating stories and break down the realities and possible futures of urban farming to their elements. Hey there, Fields fans. Are you excited to listen to more of your favorite podcast about urban agriculture? Well, we are too. And thanks for listening. So, Melissa, season 3, it's about to drop. It's about to happen. What are a couple episodes you're excited about? Just a little preview, a little sneak tidbit.
I'm really excited that we interviewed an algae farmer that's growing algae. That sounds so weird because it's like, why would you grow algae, freshwater algae? So somebody who actually grows spirulina, Jonas Gunther, who is actually a student that I know from NYU. So really excited that him and his colleagues have started a spirulina farm in Brooklyn. So we kind of talk about that.
Yeah, no longer a student even.
But, No longer a student. Full-time business owner. And then also I'm really excited that we got Ben Flanner on our show. And we discussed with him the new farm project that Brooklyn Grange has on top of the Javits Center, which actually has a food forest, which is so exciting. So it's a
so cool.
Rooftop farm with a food forest. So that's I'm really looking forward to sharing that. Wyeth, what are you excited about?
Oh, so many. Just jumps to mind. You know, we just spoke with Heirloom Food Group, who are chefs and farmers in the Baltimore region, and they're opening like a big urban, peri-urban farm just outside of Baltimore. And they do all kinds of different food-related activities, including a lot of education and thinking about land stewardship and going back to essentially, you know, the heritage of enslaved persons who then, you know, cultivate all kinds of different crops, and some of those crops are making a comeback. So that's a really interesting discussion that brings us back to season 2 and a lot of questions about like how cities came to be viewed as not having farms, you know, especially in certain areas, and how that's like a trend that in various ways, various groups are kind of reversing. So that definitely got me thinking. Another one, you know, it's interesting. We talked with a couple of folks from different offices at the USDA who we have not spoken to in the past, and aren't necessarily offices I knew about. And I feel like, oh, I know a little about some of the USDA, but USDA is gigantic. So it's just kind of interesting to learn like, oh, okay, there's all these different agencies that now are, or have for a long time have been interested in Urban Ag, but now more of them are getting more support. And they're doing work, not only here in New York City, but including here in New York City. So, that was just kind of interesting to learn a little more about like kind of top to bottom. You know, we talked to a lot of people doing their own businessy thing. But also like, okay, yeah, what does the federal government think should happen given, you know, climate disruption and whatnot with urban farms and gardens? So yeah, a lot of big topics.
Yeah. And also with that episode, we talk about funding. So how urban farms can be funded more by the USDA, which I know a lot of people might be interested in.
Yeah.
And like how to get a water hookup at your farm via the USDA, which, you know, can be a big deal.
So we do have a few like practical Easter eggs buried in, you know, a sort of avalanche of us being extremely excited, you know, rapturous conversations about the far future and the deep past and culture and lots of exciting general interest things. If you are actually a grower, also, we got you. There's some good tips. I think Ben also had some interesting thoughts on like urban meadows and designing just really interesting mixed ecosystems that are not just productive, but really taking that kind of permaculture vibe into, you know, really, they've done an amazing job, you know, commercial setting, rooftops in New York, baby. So yeah, there's a lot there. And that is just a sneak peek at just four of the episodes that we'll be dropping shortly. Fields is powered by Riverside. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradio.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork.
Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.